This is a special sports presentation on K98.7.
Newark starting off strong.
It's time for Newark High School basketball on K98.7.
Three on the way.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Wright Brothers Power, Widener's Corner, the Midland Theater, Dutch's Convenience Stores,
Bullseye,
Bummies on Main, Platinum Motors, Duncan's Diamonds, and the Toy Store. Newark High School basketball on K98.7.
Well, it's only fitting that the two best teams in Central Ohio in Division I would collide with the opportunity to go to the state Final Four. And that's what we have for you at the Taft Coliseum this afternoon, heading into this evening, as the Newark Wildcats take on the Hilliard-Bradley Jaguars. Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Mays. Welcome to this exciting presentation of Newark Wildcat basketball and the regional final between the two top seeds in the Central Ohio District. The Wildcats are the second seed, a record of 23-2. Their first regional final appearance since 2008, when they were able to win the state championship over Lakewood St. Edwards. On Wednesday in the regional semifinal, they took on their arch rival from the OCC Buckeye, the Reynoldsburg Raiders, who came in averaging 68 points a contest. They weren't even close to hitting that mark, as the Cats turned up the defense and defeated the Raiders 50-37. Reynoldsburg hitting only 30% from the floor. They made 6 of 23 attempts from 3, and that includes hitting their first 3 threes of the game. Alex Irvin Royster was a huge proponent for playing great defense and also helping out offensively. He was 3 of 3 for 6 points and had 7 rebounds, 3 of those on the offensive glass. How about sophomore Zach Meister? He had 8 rebounds, 4 of those on the offensive glass. Jake Quackenbush and Ty Gilbert each hitting 4 threes. Back to the rebounding, how about Newark dominating the Raiders 37-14 on the backboards, with Quackenbush having 10 of those to go with 14 points. Another double-double for the Central Player District of the Year. Ty Gilbert, we mentioned the 4 threes. He finished with 16 points. And Tybron Brooks, an overall great ball game, 12 points, 7 dimes, and 3 steals. Newark shooting 47%, 18 of 38 in the huge victory. So that includes the earlier tournament wins over Delaware in round 1 in the district, 50-44, and then Gahanna for the district championship, 54-37. Hilliard-Bradley comes in after defeating Olentangy in a regional semifinal, and it was a close one, 50-48. Bradley holds on for the victory. Olentangy had the ball with 13 seconds to go, but got off just a very off-balance three-pointer at the end that had no chance of going in, and Bradley moves on to their first regional final since 2020, but that game was not played due to COVID. Leading the way was Ben Mergon. He had 19 points, 11 in the fourth. Kipton Norris added 13. Before their game with Olentangy, they had defeated Grove City Central Crossing 52-25, and then Grove City by a final of 52-47. As many of you remember, these teams met during the regular season, and it was an instant classic at the Jimmy. Bradley got the victory, 43-41, on a Kipton Norris buzzer beater. He finished that ball game with 23 of his team's 43 points. The Cats led that one at halftime, 21-14. It was 27-all entering the fourth quarter, and Newark had a lead late, 40-34, before Bradley was able to win that defensive slugfest. Both teams struggled shooting the basketball. Bradley was 17 of 43 for 39%, 5 of 18 on threes. Brooks led the way with 16 points. Quackenbush added a double-double in that contest, 13 points and 17 rebounds. The Wildcats were 14 of 30 for 46%, 3 of 11 on threes. These teams know each other so well and play each other almost every year, and as you'll hear in the pregame interview with Coach Quackenbush coming up, they've also scrimmaged, so there's a lot of respect between these two teams. We talked about the respect, but also some hatred probably with Newark and Reynoldsburg on Wednesday. That's not the case here. These teams really do respect each other and appreciate the way they play. But Bradley, they lead this series 5-2, winning the last two contests. And Bradley coming in overall super hot. They've won four straight since a 19-point loss to Olentangy Orange in the middle of the season. These teams so similar on defense. They both give up just 44 points a game. Offensively, Newark a little bit better. They score 65 per contest, and Bradley comes in at 57 points per game. Their two best players are Norris, the sophomore, 17 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists per contest, and Murdon at 16 points, 5 assists, and 3 rebounds. The winner of this game will move on to the state tournament, which will be played Division I at the Nutter Center in Round 1. They will play the winner of the other regional final after our game here at the Taft Coliseum, that being between Lakota West and Pickerington Central. Somewhat of a surprise, so two OCC Buckeyes here in the regional final, but that game will follow ours. Lakota West, the top-ranked team in the state with a record of 24-1. They defeated Olentangy Berlin on Thursday, and Central knocked off Centerville by 5 to get to the regional final. But our focus is Hilliard-Bradley and Newark with a chance to move on to the state tournament. Should be a great one here. Both teams out on the floor, warming up, getting ready for this one, and not much conversation going on. Both teams understand what's in front of them and what they want to do, because that's the goal when you start workouts in the off season. Can we get to the state tournament? Can we make a run? Both teams have accomplished that with identical 23-2 records. Up next, we'll hear from Newark head coach Jeff Quackenbush as the Wildcat pregame show continues on the home of the Wildcats, Kate 98.7.
Dutchess Convenience Stores, your one stop for food made fresh daily. The coldest drinks, freshly brewed coffee, and all the snacks you crave. Plus, join Crown Card Rewards and save 10 cents per gallon of gas. Then earn rewards every time you fuel up or shop at any Dutchess location. To join or learn more, visit any Dutchess location or mydutchess.com. Dutchess, your locally owned and operated hometown convenience store.
Mother Nature warming us up means it's time to mow. Hi, this is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. Come see us for our line of Spartan mowers. When I hear Spartan, I think gladiators and battles. Be the victor. Featuring a 3-year warranty on major components and built like a tank. With up to 40 horsepower, it'll make quick work of those chores and more time for fun. Ask us about the Spartan Military and First Responders Program. Come visit us at the Toy Store or at PolarisTheToyStore.com.
Experience something extraordinary at the Midland Theater, a historic venue in the heart of Newark. From captivating concerts to mesmerizing theatrical performances, there's something for everyone. Discover a calendar filled with diverse events featuring renowned artists and local talent. Don't miss your chance to create lasting memories in a venue that combines rich history with modern flair. Check out all the upcoming events at MidlandTheater.org. That's theater with an R-E.org.
We know what you want in a chainsaw. You want legendary performance. You want industry-leading ergonomics. And you want precision cutting that gets the job done quickly and safely. That's why we want you to try a Husqvarna chainsaw. With air injection, low vibration handles, and powerful X-Torque engines, Husqvarna chainsaws are trusted by professionals around the world. If you want to take down a tree or clear a forest, you'll want a Husqvarna chainsaw. It's what precision cutting is all about. Visit Wright Brothers Power on Church Street or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
Now, let's get back to the hardwood. It's Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Welcome back to Newark Wildcat Basketball. We get ready for the regional final. Newark and Hilliard-Bradley, joined by head coach Jeff Quackenbush. Coach, let's go back to just a solid performance against Reynoldsburg. You said effort. They gave you effort, and that led to 47% shooting, I think, as well. So I want to take a little bit of credit for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll give you all the credit you need. No, I thought our mental focus and was really good. Our kids really wanted to win that game. Knew we didn't play very well at their place. Our kids also have a lot of respect for Reynoldsburg and Bradley, and know there's a certain way you have to play to compete in those games, and we'll have to do the same thing today.
I looked over at you when they hit their first threes, and you looked at the team and said, "We're going to be fine." And after going 3 of 3, they go 3 of 20 the rest of the way, shooting 3-point shots.
No, I did not say that. TJ Summers said, relax, it's just the first minute of the game. I was probably in a little bit of panic mode, but our kids settled down. And then offensively, I thought we were we were really good at executing what we had to execute.
Well, and you wanted to turn down turnovers, which you had in the first two, and you definitely did that. You made them work on defense, and I thought that was a key, and I think it did wear them down in that second half.
Well, the loss against them and then the loss against Bradley, we've really, since those games, talked about possession basketball, taking care of the ball, reversing the ball a couple of times, being patient, getting exactly what we want, not letting them dictate what we're going to get. So, again, today will be the same. It'll be a grinded-out game.
74 rebounds in your two victories against Reynoldsburg.
Yeah, I wouldn't see that one coming.
All right, so the first game against Bradley, it was nip and tuck all the way, and I think these teams mirror each other. They execute well. They don't make a lot of mistakes, and I think that's why in that first matchup, nobody scored in the first 3 minutes because each team knew what they wanted to do offensively.
Yeah, and I thought our mental effort as the game went on was not very good. There was a lot of mistakes. Give them credit for that. For us to be able to compete today and win today, we can't be so reactionary on defense. We need to anticipate what's going on and see if we can get some deflections. That is the lowest offensive rebounds we've had this year. We only had three. That's a mental effort thing, not a physical effort. So that'll have to improve.
Norris is a great player, and he had 23 against us. Everyone else shut down. But they've got a couple other weapons that if he doesn't seem to want to force it so far in this tournament. Some other guys have stepped up.
Well, Reed Davis, number 11, and Mir Gaughan are both really good basketball players. And the other thing is their role guys do their job. They screen, and when they're wide open, they make threes. So they're really hard to guard defensively. I mean, you can't have mental lapses. If you have a mental lapse, they make you pay for it. Brett's a heck of a coach. We've been playing. I mean, heck, we scrimmage at the beginning of the year and then play during the year. Not many teams do that, but we know playing during the season, it makes both of our teams better. We're excited for this one.
Last question. It is the regional final. Some coaches like to say, hey, it's just another game, go out and play. How do you focus on this team? Again, they're seniors, they understand the moment. Anything different or just go out and play?
Well, number one, it's their team. It's not my team, it's their team. They've made that very clear this year. We've had great leadership from Jake and Ty Gilbert, who's been through the ringer, and Ty Braun, who's been through it last year. But it's their team. We're going to win if they get themselves ready mentally to win. Of course, the coaches are going to help, but you get to this time of year, you kind of try to stay out of their way. Sometimes you can mess them up more than you can help them.
It's going to be a great one. Thank you, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you.
This is Newark Wildcat Basketball on K98.7.
Hungry? Then it's time for Wagner's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. From juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them, to delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part? You don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Wagner's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites, fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70. Wagner's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive-thru away.
Every vehicle on our lot is sold with integrity. This is Bill Bear with Platinum Motors. All of our cars are inspected by our integrity service department so you can be certain you're buying a vehicle you can rely on. Whether it's for a new driver or one for the whole family, Platinum has it. Or we can get it for you. The car market may have changed in the last few years, but one thing that hasn't is the importance of trust. We sell quality at Platinum Motors. 1352 Hebron Road, Heath, and online at PlatinumMotorsHeath.com.
We know what you want in a chainsaw. You want legendary performance. You want industry-leading ergonomics. And you want precision cutting that gets the job done quickly and safely. That's why we want you to try a Husqvarna chainsaw. With air injection, low vibration handles, and powerful X-Torque engines, Husqvarna chainsaws are trusted by professionals around the world. If you want to take down a tree or clear a forest, you'll want a Husqvarna chainsaw. It's what precision cutting is all about. Visit Wright Brothers Power on Church Street or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
Bugs love aardvark to death, guaranteed. My family chose aardvark because they were the only ones who made us a promise to take our home back from bugs. Their team of expert pest control specialists showed up quickly, feared no creepy crawlies, and their rock-solid guarantee means if our pests return, so do they, for free. Affordable protection at aardvarkpestpro.com. Trust me, bugs won't know what hit them.
Whatever temperatures the weather may bring, Fenroy Elite is ready to help. A factory-authorized Bryant dealer committed to achieving a high level of training and skills and backed by outstanding products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. So whether you're looking for a quick fix or a new system, Federal Elite will do whatever it takes for your family's comfort. Schedule today by calling our friendly staff at 754-HEAT and ask about our many financing options available. And let Federal Elite and Bryant do whatever it takes.
No one likes conflict. We all want our lives to be happy, easy, and free. But conflict happens. And when it happens to you, you might need an attorney. Local attorney Amy Gill can help. If you have a problem or need to prevent one, go to AskAttorneyGill.com. She has the expertise to fight for you inside and outside of the courtroom. And when you contact attorney Amy Gill, she'll be fair, honest, and responsive. Go to AskAttorneyGill.com. That's AskAttorneyGill.com. This is Newark High School Basketball on KATE 98.7.
Welcome back to the Taft Coliseum at the Ohio State Fairgrounds. We get ready for the regional final, the Elite Eight in the Division I basketball tournament. The winner heads off to the state championship. I'm Brian Mays. Happy to have you on this Saturday afternoon, just about evening, as we get ready for the Newark Wildcats and the Hilliard Bradley Jaguars. Again, both teams coming in with identical records of 23-2. They met earlier in the season with Bradley winning on Gary Walters Court by a final of 43-41. And many people that you talk to expect the same type of matchup today. Low scoring, possession by possession. Field goal percentage will be a key. Keeping control of the basketball, limiting turnovers will be a key. Both teams are just, I've already said it, and I'll say it probably three or four more times, are so identical in how they run their offense, how they play their defense, how they look at things, and you just wouldn't expect anything different. And we'll see how it continues for this huge matchup in the regional final. We are now getting ready for the playing of our national anthem.
To give you a cordial welcome to the OHSA Regional Basketball Tournament. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand if you are able and remove your hats as we honor America and those who have served our country to support our freedom at home and abroad with the playing of our national anthem.
And Hilliard Bradley. Starting lineups for both ball clubs. Kipton Norris, the outstanding sophomore for Bradley, will be one of their starters along with Ben Mergon. Jordan Reed Davis, Anderson Felix, and Jaden Reed Davis will be the starting lineup for Bradley. And this is overall a very, very young ball club. Norris is a sophomore. Mergon is a junior. Several other sophomores and juniors, they could be making a serious run in Division I over the next 3 to 4 years with the talent that they have coming back. So, again, it's two Reed Davises, Felix, Mergon, and Norris starting for Hilliard Bradley. Both teams with great crowds here tonight. And we expect a great battle for Newark. Same starting five that we've had the first 25 contests, including junior Tybron Brooks, who comes in at 15.2 per contest, shooting 57% from the floor, 77% from the line. Senior Ty Gilbert at 16 a contest, shooting 53%, 60% from two, 48% from three, and 72% from the charity stripe. Alex Irvin Royster, who continues doing a great job playing defense and getting rebounds. He will also be a starter, averaging 2.9, 54% from the floor, 46% from the foul line. And how about Zach Meister, the sophomore, who has really improved his game since the tournament had started, averaging just about 8 rebounds so far in the tournament. Meister at 4.3 points per contest, 44% from the floor, and 60% from the line. And rounding out the starting lineup will be Jake Quackenbush, the senior, leading scorer on the team, just under 18 points a game, and had a little bit of a shooting slump coming into the tournament, but he has really stepped up and gotten the Cats off to good starts the last two games. Expanding his game, going back out to three, hitting some clutch threes. He had four of those, as we mentioned, in the win against Reynoldsburg, and three in the first half, and had a big one as well in half number two. He is shooting 46% from the floor, 49% from the field, 79% from the line. The Cats have out-rebounded every opponent in the first 25 games, which is just an impressive statement, and it's one thing they talked about wanting to do since the beginning of the season, and they've been able to accomplish it. In the loss to Bradley, they still out-rebounded the Jaguars 22-15, but as Coach alluded to in the pregame, they only had three offensive boards, which was their lowest rebounding on the offensive glass all season long, and you expect shots not to go in because both teams played great defense, so you're going to have to really hit the boards, and hopefully we'll see that improve in this ball game. The Cats, while they are the second seed, they will be in their home white with the crimson red trim, and Hilliard Bradley will be in their visiting dark blue. So I believe that was a decision made by Bradley being the top seed. So Newark will be in their home white, which has been very, very lucky and very good for this team. They've only lost one ball game wearing that uniform, and you guessed it, it was to the team they will be playing here on the floor here at the Taft Coliseum, being Hilliard Bradley. So again, the starting five for the Cats: Quackenbush, Gilbert, Brooks, Irvin Royster, and Meister. Also be interested to see how much bench is used in this one, or if we see the starters going a majority of the 32 minutes. They're rounding out the starting lineups. Hilliard Bradley's already on the floor, so we're a little bit later starting on this one than we anticipated. But here come the Cats now going through their starting lineup. Really, then, again, they match up just so well, height-wise, athletic-wise. They're just very, very similar across the board. You just would not expect one team to get out and get a huge lead in this one. So the starting lineups are now complete and will be set to go here momentarily. Again, the winner of this one off to the state tournament to face the winner of the next game here at the Taft Coliseum. Pickerington Central and Lakota West will be battling in that one. Cats overall, 50% from the floor, 54% from two, 41% from three, and 72% from the foul line. Coach Quackenbush with some final instructions to his group. Jay Quackenbush will jump center for the Cats. And jumping for Hilliard Bradley will be Jordan Reed Davis. And we're set to go. The regional final here on Kate 98.7. Opening tip is controlled by the Cats. And it will be Tybron Brooks going left to right to start this game. He'll dribble to the right side. Bradley starts out man-to-man. Up top, it's Meister. Meister will now take it to the right. Now swing it back to the left. Take it all the way into the paint. Puts it up off the glass. No good. And the rebound by Bradley. And that will be Jordan Reed Davis. And here comes Bradley. Jordan gives it off to Norris on the left wing. Cats also man-to-man, but we've seen them play some zone. In the baseline, here's a three on the way. Mergon hits it, and it's a quick 3-0 lead for Hilliard-Bradley with 7:15 remaining in this opening quarter. And already looked like they went 2-3, but they go right back to man-to-man. Meister, he'll take it to the right wing. Up top, Quackenbush. Jade fires a three off the back iron and the rebound inside by Norris. Bradley up 3-0. In the corner, here's a three, and that's up and in. And Newark's calling a quick timeout. 6-0 Bradley, 6:53 first quarter. We'll take a break on the home of Newark Wildcat basketball, Kate 98.7.
Experience something extraordinary at the Midland Theater, a historic venue in the heart of Newark. From captivating concerts to mesmerizing theatrical performances, there's something for everyone. Discover a calendar filled with diverse events featuring renowned artists and local talent. Don't miss your chance to create lasting memories in a venue that combines rich history with modern flair. Check out all the upcoming events at MidlandTheater.org. That's theater with an R-E.org.
Fast breaks, big dunks. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Newark with a quick timeout after Mergon and Jaden Reed Davis both hitting trifectas. 6-0 Cats trail. This is similar to Wednesday night when Reynoldsburg hit three threes in the first quarter and took a 9-3 lead. And we have a turnover, and that one was just an unforced turnover as Brooks was unable to corral the pass, so Bradley gets it right back. 6-0 Jaguars lead, opening stages of this first quarter, 90 seconds in. Here's Norris on the right wing, tries to take it in. He's cut off. Mergon, who only had 5 points in the first contest, has three already. Norris, up top it goes to Reed Davis. Gives it off to his brother. Now it's Mergon way outside on the right. He'll dribble to the three-point circle. Now gives it off to Norris. Trying to post, nothing there. Mergon, a deep three. It's going to be way short. Go out of bounds and over to Newark. First miss of the game for Bradley after hitting their first two threes. And the Cats settling down here. Let's see if they can get a good look. Missed their first two shots. Here's Gilbert out front. Hands it off to Quackenbush. Now Meister left wing. Zach up top, Irvin Royster. Right wing it goes, Brooks outside the arc. Here's Gilbert cutting to the foul circle. Fires up the jumper. Off the back iron. Rebound inside by Hilliard Bradley. And it's Felix getting the board. Up ahead it goes. And that is Jaden Reed Davis. Shot will not count. He was fouled on the baseline. And the foul will be on Tybron Brooks, his first, and team foul number one. Nope, they're going to change that to Irvin Royster. I apologize. Royster out and Breckville in. 6-0 Jaguars. Cats 0-3 to start out. And it goes to Reed Davis. Now here's a bounce pass inside to Norris. He's cut off. Mergon a three, short. Way short. Rebound Brooks. After hitting his first one, he's been woefully short on the next two. Gilbert right side. Up top Brooks. Tybron. Double teamed in trouble. He gives it off to Breckville. On the right wing it goes to Gilbert. Gilbert up top Meister. Zach thought about the three. Now drives into the paint. Puts up a tough runner. No good. Loose ball and it's controlled by the Jaguars. Up it goes Norris. He thought about a three. Double teamed. He has not forced it at all. For a top scorer, he has been very patient in the tournament. Got a good understanding of the game right now. Cats 0-4, and they trail at 6-0, just under 5 to play, opening stanza. Colton Peterson now will check in, and Meister will sit. Zach, being aggressive, has not been able to hit yet. And checking in for Hilliard Bradley is Saron Stewart. Here's Norris, left wing, Brooks on him. Way outside, he'll take it into the paint, takes it up strong, no good, rebound Brettville. Good double team, but then the Cats throw it away again. Just a simple outlet pass, but not able to connect are Brettville and Gilbert. So, back to Hilliard Bradley, second turnover for the Cats. We talked about this, possession by possession, so key in what we expect to be a low-scoring game. Mergon Swings it over. He gets it back, top of the key. Here's Jaden Reed Davis. Now here's a three on the baseline off the back iron and the rebound by Brooks. Each team with a couple of boards here, but it's still 6-0 Bradley as the Cats are 0-4 from the field. Brooks in trouble again with a double team. They're coming up and double teaming him right away. Peterson takes it in, but he double dribbles. Without question, this will be the best defense they've seen since their game against Hilliard-Bradley. And that includes the loss to Reynoldsburg, but this team is just locked in defensively. And they are going to the bench more than I thought they would. Checking in for the Jaguars is Will Mojica. Here's Murgon, right wing. Up at top it goes Jaden Reed Davis. Back to Murgon, left side Norris. Yet to even take a shot. Now he'll take it into the paint. Good head fake, puts it up, puts it in, and one. And the foul on Gilbert. Foul on Ty, his first. Team foul will be number two. And Norris gets his first two with a chance for a three-point play. People said, well, is Bradley struggling? They only beat Grove City by five, beat Olentangy by two, but they make the winning plays, and they have come out strong. Norris misses the foul shot. 8-0, Cats trail. Their largest deficit since that Reynoldsburg game right now at 8 points. Here's Brooks, right side. Hands it off to Gilbert. Left wing, Peterson. Colton waves off Brooks. Nowhere to go. Brooks comes and gets it near the half-court stripe. Gilbert looking inside. Now it goes to Peterson. Open three. Nope. Brettville battles inside. I think we're going to have a foul on Hilliard-Bradley, and we will. It'll be on Felix, and that'll be his first. Team foul number one, and they'll bring in a couple more players. Jordan Reed Davis and Stewart back in. Bodie Smith checks in for the Cats. Smith, Brettville, Peterson, Quackenbush, and Gilbert. Gilbert looks to get it in. Lobs it into Quackenbush, but over his head at the turnover. Here come the Jaguars, 2-on-1, but they lose it. And going down hard, we'll have a foul on Bodie Smith. So the Cats now, 4 turnovers, and 3 have been inbound passes, which is just un-Newark-like. Foul on Smith, his first. Team foul number 3. 8-0, Hilliard-Bradley. In it goes to Norris on the right baseline. Takes it to the right wing. Up top it goes to Jaden Reed Davis, over to Jordan Reed Davis. And a steal by Gilbert, but Reed Davis gets it back. Off it goes Murgon. Layup good. He's got 5 already, the same amount that he had in the first matchup. Time out, Newark. Coach Quackenbush having to use 2 timeouts in this first quarter. And it's 10-0 Bradley. Cats off to, I don't want to say a sluggish start, but you'd almost have to use that definition considering the fact they have 4 turnovers and are yet to hit a basket. They have more turnovers. Well, it's actually even now, turnovers and field goal attempts. And I'm sure that conversation is not pretty at the moment in that Newark huddle. Let's pause for station identification. This is Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
This is high school basketball on WCLT, W254CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
We're back here at the Taft Coliseum. Newark in an early hole as they trail 10-0 to Hilliard-Bradley in this regional final. Newark calling 2 timeouts in this opening quarter, trying to get something going on offense. They will inbound it in the backcourt. Quackenbush. And it goes to Brooks. You don't want to say it's a must-score possession, but we're getting pretty close to that moment. Here's Brooks. Has it knocked away. Gets it back on the right side. Just tenacious man-to-man D right now by the Jaguars. Here's Gilbert. Takes it into the foul circle. Puts up a tough runner. No good. He is fouled. And this will get the chance for Newark to get some points on the board. Foul is on Sharon Stewart, his first. Team foul number two, and Gilbert at the line, where Ty is a 75% free throw shooter. He's ready for the first one. Takes two dribbles, spins it, shoots it, makes it. So the Cats, at 2:39 in the first quarter, finally get on the board, and it's 10-1 Bradley. Brettville out, and checking back in is Irvin Royster. Ty now ready for his second foul shot. Lines it up, puts it in. So let's see if that gets Newark's offense going here, trailing 10-2. Off it goes to Mojica on the right wing, up top Norris. Kipton over to the left wing, hands it off. It's Mergon, takes it into the paint, spins once, spins a second time. He's fouled. He'll go to the line. They cleared it out for him. Tybron, that will be his first. And team foul number four. Mergon coming in, 16 points. He's already got five. And at the line for two. First foul shot. Yep. So an early six for the junior. Felix out and Stewart right back in. He gets about a 20-second breather and then it's right back in even though he's not even a starter. And Mergon hits the second of two. So give him seven of his team's 12, and it's back to a 10-point lead for Hilliard-Bradley at 12-2. Gilbert, physical inside, has his shot blocked by Mergon. Refs are letting him play. That's good. We saw that on Wednesday night. Cats will inbound it along the baseline. Brooks set to do it. He gets the ball from the official, looks to get it in. And I think we're going to have a full hold on Hilliard-Bradley, and we will. And it'll be on Jaden Reed-Davis. Brooks was trying to find Quackenbush, who was going across the foul line, and Davis was holding him. Will be his first, team foul number three. Back to a baseline inbounds with Brooks. Lobs it into Quackenbush. Jake takes it into the paint. His little runner spins in and out. Loose ball underneath, and it's grabbed by Bradley. Mergon has it, and he says settle down. Gives it off to Norris. Norris looking inside. Steal by Brooks into the hands of Gilbert. That could have been an easy layup right there, but the Cats defense stops it from happening. Brooks into the paint. His shot blocked by Reed Davis. And oh my, a foul will be called, and that'll be two on Jaden Reed Davis. And I'm sitting courtside, and I got to tell you, even though you know who I'm rooting for, he got all ball. Let's take advantage of it with Ty Braun at the line for two. Each team now with 14 fouls, but that's the second on Reed Davis, Jaden, that is. First foul shot, good. So he'll sit out, and his brother Jordan will come in. 12-3 our score. Newark down by nine. They have yet to make a field goal. All 3 points from the charity stripe. Ty Braun ready for his second foul shot. On the way. Got it. 12-4. Cats trail by eight at 1:44 first quarter. Mergon over goes to Norris across the timeline. Stewart to Mojica, way out on the left side. Now it goes to Mergon, left wing. Mergon drives left baseline. Gilbert on him. Battling inside. They'll bring it back up top. Here's a three on the way. Too hard off the back iron. Rebound Brooks. 12-4, Newark down by eight. Ty Braun takes it into the paint. He's cut off. Right wing up top, Gilbert. Left it goes, Peterson. Colton dribbles to the top of the key. Here's Jake with it. They're letting him battle inside. Quackenbush trying to post up. He's double-teamed, now almost a triple-team. Now it's back to one-on-one, and he is fouled, and he'll go to the line. Foul on Stewart. It would not be surprising if the refs tighten this up because they let so much go, and the players will follow the lead of the officials. So they're like, okay, you're going to let us bang. We'll start banging, and then you got to start calling it. Foul on Stewart is now his second. So Jake at the line looking to get into the scoring column. And does. And the lead now down to 7 with 1 minute exactly in this first quarter. Quite a conversation going on between one of the officials and the Bradley coaching staff. And the Cats getting it done from the foul line. They are a perfect 6 of 6 as Jake hits both of his. And the lead down to 6 at 12. 6 our score. Bradley with the basketball. Here's Norris. Norris taking it into the paint. Cut off. Left wing it goes Davis. Back to Norris. Takes it to the top of the key. Here's a wide open three, and it is up and in. That's Jordan Reed Davis. That is their third three in this first quarter, and it's 15-6, half a minute to play, first quarter. Meister back in. He has it on the left wing. Off it goes to Brooks. Loses the handle, gets it back. Down to 20 seconds. Meister drives left wing, takes it into the paint, turns. Nobody there. Now back to Brooks. Brooks spins on the left side. Takes it to the elbow underneath. Meister has his shot blocked from behind by Jordan Reed Davis, who has been all over the court in this first quarter. 11.5 first quarter. 15-6. Bradley, they have led throughout. And we'll have another substitution. That will be Carter Perez will check in. They have 6 on the floor, so somebody's got to go, and it'll end up being Felix. Quackenbush will inbound it. Jake looking to get it in, does to Irvin Royster, left wing. Up top, Brooks, down to 7 seconds. Here's Meister looking inside Quackenbush. What do we got? I think we got a hold inside, and we do on Bradley. See if they called it on Murgon. And it is on him. And Jake will go back to the line for 2 with 5 seconds remaining first quarter. So unless something crazy happens in the final 5 ticks, Newark will have points in this first quarter, but no field goals. First foul shot, no good. Peterson and Breckville back in. Gilbert and Brooks will sit. Got to watch Norris here with 5 seconds remaining. He can get it quick and fire up a runner anywhere on the court. Quackenbush ready for the second foul shot. Ames shoots, got it. He's got 3, 15-7. They'll bring it into Murgon. He'll bring it up to half court. Down to 2, down to 1. He'll launch from 28. Nope. 15-7, Hilliard-Bradley leads after 1 on the home of Newark Wildcat basketball. Kate, 98.7.
Your team needs you, full of energy and ready to cheer them to victory. Bummies on Main is your game fuel headquarters. I'm Kristen, and Bummies on Main is proud to be Licking County's favorite local spot. Home to handcrafted burgers, fresh-cut fries, cold drinks, pizza, salads, and subs. You can eat in or carry out. You'll always be treated like a regular at Bummies. Follow us on Facebook for daily specials. Bummies on Main, 400 West Main Street, Newark, next to Whitefield.
Hungry? Then it's time for Widener's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. From juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them, to delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part, you don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Widener's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites, fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70. Widener's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive-thru away. Every shot matters. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Getting ready to start the second quarter here at the Taft Coliseum. Bradley up 15-7. And that's already more points than they had in the first half of the first meeting at the Jimmy when Newark led 21-14 at the break. They get the ball to start the second quarter as well. Mojica has it out on the right side, gives it off to Norris, top of the key. He'll take it along the baseline, puts up a tough shot, blocked from behind by Irvin Royster, rebound Quackenbush. Cats still looking for their first field goal. They have 7 foul shots. 7 of 8 from the line. That's kept it in it right now. Meister right wing. Zach up top, Brooks. Near half court. Ty Braun swings it over to Gilbert on the left side. Ty with a couple of foul shots as well. Quackenbush has three, and Brooks with the other two charity stripes. Here's Meister along the baseline. Brooks, open three, off the iron, loose ball. Gilbert gets it for the Cats, takes it into the paint. His runner, no good. Rebound, Norris. The basket is right now closed on field goal attempts for the Cats. They trail it 15-7. We're a minute in, second quarter. Here's Bradley will inbound it. Bounce pass inside. Felix open. Misses the bunny and the rebound. Quackenbush. Oh, that could have been an easy deuce. Now Gilbert for a three. Loose ball inside as the shot was missed. Out of bounds. It'll stay with Newark. Tide might have got hit on his shot attempt. No call by the official, but it'll stay with the Wildcats at 4:40. Meister back in. Bodie Smith in. Joining Quackenbush, Brooks, and Gilbert. In it goes Brooks on the right baseline. Quackenbush right elbow. Jake, fadeaway jumper. Got it! The senior is putting the team on his shoulders right now. Newark fans come to their feet. 28-26. Cats down by two. They've not been this close since 15-13 in the second quarter. They'll swing it. Jordan Reed Davis up top. Felix right side. Here goes Murgon looking inside all the way across to Reed Davis. He'll dribble to the top of the key looking to drive, and he does. Puts up a tough runner. Got it. He paused just for a second. That gave him a little bit of a window, and he hits it 30-26. Cats down by four. 3:55. Here's Smith. Up top, Peterson. Left side, Brooks. Outside, three-point range. Now Quackenbush has it top of the key. Hands it off to Brooks. He'll dribble to the right elbow. Peterson takes it into the foul circle. Nowhere to go. Gilbert has it left wing. Tie baseline, Bodie Smith. Up top, Peterson. Cats will reset at 3.5, third quarter. Here's Quackenbush baseline on the right side. Fadeaway jumper. It's going to be short. Norris inside for the rebound. And he gets it for Bradley. Norris across the timeline. We're going to have a hold on Gilbert. 3:24, third quarter. We'll take a break. Cats down by four on the home of Newark basketball. Kate 98.7.
Hungry? Then it's time for Wagner's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. From juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them to delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part, you don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Wagner's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70, Wagner's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive-thru away. Fast breaks, big dunks. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
While we were away, unfortunately, Ty Gilbert picked up his third personal foul. He'll have to go to the bench, and Alex Urban Royster will check back in. We remain 30-26. Bradley by four. They'll inbound it on the side in front of their bench. It goes to Murgon. What do we got? Offensive foul on Bradley. It will go on Felix. He's complaining to the official. That won't do you any good, son. His third foul. He's the first one with three, along with Gilbert from Newark with three. So the Cats get it back. Only down by four. 30-26. 3:15, third quarter in this regional final between the top two seeds in the Central District. And we got a huge collision inside between Quackenbush and Zeron Stewart. And Stewart's going to be the culprit. He will pick up his third. We expected this physical matchup. And the referee's tightening things up here in quarter number three. Each team now with four team fouls. So double bonus the rest of the way. Mopping up a little moisture in the foul lane. And now the Cats are ready to inbound it along the baseline, which Brooks will do. Ty Braun gets the basketball from the official. Goes on the left side to Meister. Meister up top, Quackenbush. Jake will swing it to Colton Peterson. Peterson out near half court, dribbles to the left side. Here's Meister left wing. Up top, Irvin Royster hands it to Brooks. Tyron takes it to the foul circle. Double team, nobody open. Finds Meister on the right wing. Zach takes it into the paint. Spins once. Spins a second time. Can't get anywhere to go. Now back to Colton Peterson. Cats will reset. Brooks gets a pit from Quackenbush. Takes it to the right wing. Up top, Irvin Royster. Alex left wing, Peterson. Bounce pass to Quackenbush. Left baseline. Jake spins. Takes it into the rack. Puts it up. No good. Irvin Royster rebound. No good. And the rebound by Davis, who carried the basketball, but they didn't call it. Reed Davis. Now to Mojica, up top, it goes to Mergon. 225, 30 to 26, make it 32, 26 and 1. Back door play, tipped to Norris, got behind the defense, got the layup and the foul. So, foul is on Meister, his second foul. And Norris at the line looking to complete the three-point play. He's now in double figures with 10. Sophomore lefty gets the foul shot. One of two from the line so far in this contest. And it's 33-26. It was 24-18 at the break. Jaguars led it. Here's Brooks on the right wing. Right baseline inside. Quackenbush turns, shoots, no good. And we'll have a foul over Quackenbush on the rebound. That will be on Jordan Reed Davis, and that will be his third. And Jake will go to the line for two. So Jake at the line. He's had a very strong third quarter with 8 points. Seniors ready. First one, got it. Jake ready to hopefully complete both foul shots. 33-27, Newark down by six. Second one, and that is pure as well. 9 of 10 for Jake from the line. 33-28, Newark. Battling uphill all afternoon and into the evening. Have never led in this one. Have gotten it down to two twice, but Bradley has maintained their lead, which started the game at a 10-0 run. Right now, it's half of that at 5. 33-28 with 1:45, third quarter. Norris into the paint. He just cuts, turns, shoots, lays it up and in. That was a beautiful move by the sophomore. 5 in this quarter, 13 in the game. 35-28, Cats trail it with 90 seconds remaining, third period. Brooks hands it off to Meister, right wing. Top of the key, Zach goes. Now it's back to Brooks on the right side. The play is called from the bench. Meister spins, breaks away from a double team. Meister looks inside, stolen away by Bradley. Up ahead it goes. Here comes Jordan Reed Davis. Now Morgan, now Norris. Norris drives in, puts up a tough shot. No good, but he's fouled by Meister, and Norris might have got hit in the mouth. He's slow to get up, does now. Yep, he did get hit in the mouth. Meister now has got four personals. So see if Coach takes him out. And it'll be double bonus time. And Norris will go to the line for a couple. Gets a drink on the side. Shaking off a couple of the cobwebs. Now he's ready to go. He just kind of lulls you to sleep. Doesn't look to be aggressive. And then like in that second quarter, boom, boom, two threes. And now two aggressive drives to the hoop in this third quarter, and he gets the first foul shot. So Meister and Irvin Royster will head to the Newark bench, and Gilbert and Bodie Smith back in for the Cats. A crafty one he is, Kipton Norris, and just a sophomore. Of course, his brothers have gone on to play Division I college basketball, and I think he's got more talent than the other two, so he'll be playing somewhere in college in a couple years, but he's going to cause damage on the high school hardwood until that happens, and he's doing it right now. And second foul shot is also in for Norris. And the lead back up to 9, 37-28. This is an important 1 minute to go in this third quarter for the Cats. And they almost have it knocked away, but instead it will be Mergon's third personal foul out near half court, and the Hilliard-Bradley group is like, why? So the clock stops, and it'll send Gilbert to the line with a chance to cut into this deficit with no time removed. Gilbert just 2 points, yet to hit a field goal. He's hit two foul shots, both of those in the first quarter. Second team All-District gets the first. Felix in, and Stewart will sit for Bradley. He's going to keep Mergon in with the three fouls since they should get the ball offensively here after this second foul shot. Ty is ready. Launches. Gets
Gilbert.
And the rest of the Cats doing a great job from the line tonight, which has been more important than usual as they're not able to get too many field goals. 37-30. Cats down by 7 with 48 seconds, third quarter. Little half-court trap by the Cats. Jaguars get out of it. Mergon has it near half-court. Little stall tactics now. Felix has it way out. He'll stop his dribble. Norris comes to help him. Still out near half-court at 33 seconds. Jake's got two fouls. He's got to be careful, and he's guarding Norris. Jaden Reed-Davis has it near the timeline. 25 seconds. Smith guards him closely. Up top, Felix. Peterson matches him up. Now near, even closer to half court, almost an over and back for Mergon with Brooks hounding him. 10 seconds. Mergon takes it all the way in. Runner, no good. Good defense by the Cats. Here comes Gilbert. Down to 4 seconds. Peterson across half court. Launches the jumper. Off the iron, no good. 8 minutes remain for a trip to the state tournament. Cats trail by 7, 37-30. Come on back, won't you? This is the home of Newark Wildcat basketball. Kate 98.7.
Mother Nature warming us up means it's time to mow. Hi, this is Jeff from the toy store in Thornville. Come see us for our line of Spartan mowers. When I hear Spartan, I think gladiators and battles. Be the victor. Featuring a 3-year warranty on major components and built like a tank. With up to 40 horsepower, it'll make quick work of those chores and more time for fun. Ask us about the Spartan Military and First Responders Program. Come visit us at the Toy Store or at PolarisTheToyStore.com.
Experience something extraordinary at the Midland Theater, a historic venue in the heart of Newark. From captivating concerts to mesmerizing theatrical performances, there's something for everyone. Discover a calendar filled with diverse events featuring renowned artists and local talent. Don't miss your chance to create lasting memories in a venue that combines rich history with modern flair. Check out all the upcoming events at MidlandTheater.org. That's theater with an R-E.org.
Every shot matters. It's Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Brian Mays back to the Taft Coliseum. Cats have some work to do. Trailing 37-30, fourth quarter of this regional final against Hilliard Bradley. Jaguars get the ball to start. They'll lob it into Mergon. He's got three personals, guarded by Gilbert, who also has three personal fouls. Here's Felix out front, hands it off to Jordan Reed-Davis. Bounce pass on the back door. Mergon misses the layup, and a battle inside. And we're going to have, I think, a push on the Cats, and it is the right call. It wasn't called initially. It's a late call by the official, but it's the right call. Fouls on Colton Peterson. Peterson's first. Team foul number one. That was just right in front of us, and even my old eyes could see that one. Good call by the official. In it goes. Layup block, no good, but another foul on Newark. See who this one is on. It's going to be on Ty Braun. And going back to the line is Kipton Norris. Norris, 7 points in the third quarter, has his first one in the fourth, hitting the first foul shot. And he's now got 16 for the game. Averages 17 a contest, and that's where he's at as he gets both foul shots. 39-30. Cats trail by 9. It was a 6-point lead at halftime. Tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Newark in the front court. Let's pause for station identification. This is the home of Newark basketball, Kate 98.7.
This is high school basketball on WCLT, W254CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
39-30, Cats trail in this regional final to Hillier-Bradley with 7:20 remaining. Bodie Smith fires a three. It is short. Battle inside. It will go over to the Jaguars. Cats, if my math is correct, have 6 field goals in this ballgame. Murgon across the timeline. Off it goes to Jaden Reed-Davis. Back to Murgon. Almost a steal by Gilbert. Out near half court, Murgon keeps his dribble. Takes it to the right side. Now looks to take it all the way in. Puts it up off the glass and in. Danger time right now. Danger time for the Cats as they're down 41-30. Hillier-Bradley fans come to their feet. Brooks a double team. Swings it to Meister. He'll drive baseline. Foul Felix. It'll be his fourth. Zach Meister has really grown up in this tournament. He had a very solid sophomore regular season, but we're seeing glimpses of what this kid's going to do next year as a junior, and it's going to be good. He has shown just a great instinct for the game. Quackenbush on the inbound, hits the jumper, and Jake continues to play very well. 41-32. 6.5 to play, fourth quarter. Cats have to get a couple of stops here. Norris takes it to the right wing. Kicks it off to Reed Davis. He'll drive baseline. Misses the bunny inside and the rebound to Newark. Gilbert across the timeline. Cut off. Quackenbush swings it. Meister left baseline. Fires a three. Bullseye. Right on cue, Zach Meister. He's got 9 and the lead is down to 6. 41-35, timeout, Hillier-Bradley. You know these cardiac cats, they'll keep coming back. We'll take a break. 6:03, 41-35, Hillier-Bradley on the home of Newark basketball, K98.7.
Hungry? Then it's time for Widener's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. From juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them to delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part, you don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Widener's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70. Widener's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive-thru away. Nothing but net. It's Newark High School basketball on K98.7.
Well, just a few plays ago, Newark was down 41-30, and we said it was danger time, so the Cats got it into gear. Quackenbush with a jumper and then a three-pointer by Meister, and the lead is down to 6 at 41-35. Meister with 9 points in this regional final. Tremendous job by number 5. Bradley has the ball after the timeout in the front court. Cats just keep battling and battling and battling. What else would you expect from a Coach Quackenbush ball club? In it goes to Norris way in the backcourt. He'll bring it across the timeline. Off it goes to Jordan Reed-Davis. Gives it to Murgon. Lob inside. It's Norris. He'll bring it along the left baseline. Facing a double team. Now Murgon has it. Here is Jaden Reed-Davis. A three. Not even close. It's an air ball. And Brooks gets the rebound. Here comes Newark. Chance to get closer. Meister takes it all the way into the paint. Fires up off the glass. It won't go. Rebound inside. And a foul. If it's on Meister, that would be his fifth. Let's see who they call it on. It's going to be Meister or Bodie. And it is going to be on Meister. So Meister will foul out. And he has played a tremendous basketball game. And he gets a nice hand from the Newark fans, as he should. Zach has just tremendous. Finishes with 9 points, multiple rebounds, and gave it everything he had. Great ball game for the sophomore. Bodie Smith will guard Murgon at the moment. He launches a deep three. Got it. Oh, mercy. Bodie was right in his face. What do you do? It's a good shot. 44-35, Cats trail. Quackenbush, can he answer? Nope. Ball tipped out of bounds. It should stay with Newark. as Reed Davis goes over the media table. And I'm glad he did it down there and not in front of us. It'll stay with Newark at 5:06, fourth quarter. Peterson is in for Meister, by the way. And it goes to Brooks. 5 minutes remain in this regional final. Cats trail 44-35. Lob inside, knocked away, and Bradley gets it. Up ahead, Norris. He'll scoot it in, missed another layup. Jaguars have missed a ton of bunnies. And the door is still open as it gets out of bounds to Newark. Boy, that would have been a huge basket, but here come the Cats. Three-point possession. 44-35, Brooks. Double teamed, bounce pass to Quackenbush near half court. Right wing, Gilbert. Boy, let's see Ty get a couple threes off here. And we'll have a foul before that. That'll be on Mergon, and that will be number four. And Mergon's had a huge ball game with 16 points. He's going to have to sit for a bit. And checking back in is Felix, who also has four fouls. Three team fouls on the Cats, two team fouls for Bradley. Four and a half remains, 44-35, Newark down by nine. And Felix is gone. He just picked up his fifth. Push off on Gilbert. The Bradley fans are not happy. And Felix will have his game done. He only had 3 points, but it was a big 3 points after the Cats had closed to within 15-13 back in the second quarter. He started a run of three straight trifectas, which expanded the lead back for Hilliard-Bradley, and the Cats have battled uphill since. Smith, and it goes to Gilbert. Ty thought about the three. Brooks, top of the key. 44-35, Bradley by nine. Peterson drives baseline. Shot blocked by Stewart in the hands of Reed Davis. It's a good drive by Colton, but nowhere to go, and Stewart put his hands up and blocked the shot. Now it's Norris across the timeline. Swings it over to Mojica, who's checked in. Back to Norris, top of the key. Kipton dribbles to the right side. Here comes a double. In trouble. In trouble. Nowhere to go. Timeout, Bradley. Cats really forcing the defensive pressure right there. And the clock will stop just under a tick of 4 minutes, and it's 44-35. Newark trails by nine. Second regional semifinal, Division I Central and Southwest District will come up after our ball game. It's Pickerington Central. The Tigers with a surprising little run here. They knocked off the Elks of Centerville in the regional semi on Thursday, and now they get top-seeded Lakota West, who is 24-1, top-ranked team in the state. They only led Olentangy Berlin 22-18 at the half Thursday, but then rolled to a 20-point victory. Winner of this one takes on the winner of that one next Saturday night, 7:30 at the Nutter Center on the campus of Wright State University. We're hoping it can be Newark, and they're going to have to find a way to get into this 9-point deficit with 3:59 to go. Mergon back in with four fouls. He'll inbound it to Davis. In the backcourt, there's a lot of pressure from Peterson. Off it goes to Norris in the front court. Now Reed Davis back to Norris. They'll play some catch. Baseline Mojica back up top. Mergon. Cats trying to trap all over the place. Mergon has it back to Norris. Now here is Jordan Reed Davis. And they're just making Newark work all over the place on defense. And then there's a foul on the Cats. They weren't looking to move to the basket at all in that possession. Just keep dribbling the basketball, force Newark to trap, move it around, waste some time, which they did about 26 seconds. Third team foul on the Cats. Foul on Peterson, his second, by the way. Here comes Norris across the timeline. Jaden Reed Davis has it near half court, keeps his dribble. Peterson guards him, hands it off to Mergon, right at the half-court stripe. Spins away from Gilbert, brings it back to half-court. This is all milking right now. Up top, Mojica. Here come the traps again. And Brooks will commit the foul on Norris. That'll be team foul number four and we're right at 3 minutes. So 59 seconds have been clipped away here for the Cats with no advancement by the Jaguars. They just wanted to waste time, get a chance to get to the double bonus, which is what they were able to do. And it's one of their better ones at the line. Norris hits the first foul shot. It's a well-coached team, no question about it. And they've got some great players, including Kipton Norris, who hits his fourth foul shot in this fourth quarter. And the lead is at 10, 45-35. And checking in for Newark is Braden Kobe. Kobe can light it up from three, and Coach Quackenbush knows they're going to need a couple long-distance jumpers here to get back in this one. Down by 11, 46-35. Brooks fires up a runner, no good. Stewart gets the rebound inside. Off it goes to Norris. Norris still in the backcourt. Gilbert hounds him. Now across the timeline. And a foul on the Cats. And you can kind of feel it right now on the Bradley side. Foul on Jake is his third. And Jaden Ray Davis at the line. Only 5 points. He hit some big shots for the Jaguars against Grove City in the district final. In fact, I don't think they win it without him hitting some clutch threes. He misses the foul shot because Norris was taken out of that ball game by Grove City's defense, and they left him open, and he banged home three threes in that second half in their five-point victory. Misses the first foul shot and misses the second one. Rebound Gilbert. There's still time. 2.5. 46-35. Cats by an 11-point deficit. Brooks bounces off of Norris, and he gets the foul call. Just the fourth team foul on Hilliard Bradley, so the Cats not yet into the double bonus. 2:29 left. Cats down 46-35. Quackenbush, and it goes to Kobe. Here's Gilbert. Tie yet to get a field goal, and he is fouled by Jordan Reed Davis, and he will go to the line for two. So tie back to the line. 4-4 so far this evening. And the senior, that's his point total, all 4 points. He's ready for the first one. Got it. Lead back down to 10, 46-36. Newark trailed 10-0. To start this game, and it's just, like I've mentioned, had a chance, got it to two in the second quarter and also two in the third quarter, but have never been able to get it tied up or to take the lead. Ty's second foul shot bounces around and stays home, and it's 46-37. Gilbert will go out. Breckbill back in. Full court press by Newark. Trying to get a turnover here, make something happen. Trying to get it in, they finally do. It's Mergon, swings it over to Norris. To have him back there really helps, but he's in a double team. And let's see, did Bradley call a timeout? They do. Could have been close to a 10-second, and that's why Bradley calls the timeout. And we're at 2:17, and the Cats trail 46-37. Both teams will go to their respective benches. And while we have this break, I want to take a moment to thank everyone back at the station who has made all these broadcasts possible throughout the regular season and the tournament. Alyssa, taking control of the board tonight, has done an exceptional job. We appreciate all the work she did. CJ as well, running the board for us in many a game. CJ, thank you. The rest of the staff, Wally, Kelsey, Jim, our boss man, Tom Bunyard, our sales department, the sponsors that have helped make this possible, and, of course, you, the listener. I hope you've enjoyed our broadcast all season long of Newark boys and girls basketball. I say I've got the easiest job of it and the best job of it, calling these games. It's always fun for me, and I hope you've enjoyed great runs by both teams. league championships, district championships, runs into the regional. This has been a great, great season. Foul on Newark at half court. Second foul on Peterson. Back to the line is Norris. 7 of 8 for the sophomore. First one, got it. He had 23 in the first go-around, and he'll be close to that after we tab this up near the end. 23 of his team's 43 in that first victory in the regular season, and we'll be close to that as his team now has 48 as he hits both foul shots. 48-37, Cats down by 11 with 2:08 remaining. Kobe has it out near half court, swings it to Gilbert. Ty forces up a three. Looked good, but it's just a bit strong. Bodie Smith gets the rebound. Here's Brooks for a three. That's also strong. And Gilbert gets it back, fires another three. That one gets home. Ty's first basket of the game. Timeout, Newark. Ty now has got 9, and it's 48-40 with 1:54. Still a chance. Coach Newark, Jeff Quackenbush calls a 30-second. Set up a press here. See who he'll bring in. It looks like it will be Peterson, and Brettville will come in. Again, Zach Meister has fouled out after tabulating 9 points. Coach is giving out some final instructions. And coming out on the floor, we talked about Brettville and Peterson with Kobe, Smith, and Quackenbush. Murgon, both Reed Davises, Norris, and Mojica for Bradley. Here comes the full court press, 48-40, Newark trails by 8. And we're set now. Inbound in the backcourt. It's Bradley trying to get it in. Still trying to get it in, and they do to Norris. Still in the backcourt. Brettville guards him. You really don't want to foul him if you can. Avoid it. He dribbles into the front court and almost knocked away, but it's saved to Mojica. Oh, it's just been that kind of day. And now a foul on Peterson as he fouls Jaden Reed Davis, who just missed 2 foul shots, so that's a good foul by Newark. Third on Peterson. Jaden Reed Davis ready for the first one. That one he makes. 49-40. Brettville out and Peterson out and Brooks and Gilbert back in. 3-point shooters with 1:38. Reed Davis ready for the second foul shot. 2 dribbles. That one is no good. 3 possession game. Here comes Quackenbush. Hands it off to Brooks. 90 seconds to go. Gilbert. Cats got to go quickly here. Ty cut off, and he's fouled at 1:28 by Jordan Reed Davis. That is the last thing the Jaguars wanted. And Jordan Reed Davis is out. And he will finish with 3 points. But he did a lot of things on the floor. He played some great defense, couple block shots, couple steals. So he'll go to the bench. And this, again, an opportunity for Newark. Clock is stopped. 1:28 on the clock, but we might be here quite a bit longer. Gilbert at the line. Ready for the first one. Yep. Peterson in, Brooks will sit. Offense, defense. Ty at the line. He's got 10. Very quiet 10. And now makes it 11. Continues to be perfect at the charity stripe. He'll sit. Brettville in. 1:28. 49-42. Newark just hanging around. Seeing if Bradley will make a mistake. Miss a couple foul shots. You never know. Trying to get it in. And he does to Norris. Norris with Brettville on him. Kipton will keep the dribble, looking to bring it across the timeline, which he does. Faces a double team. In trouble. Nowhere to go. Nowhere to go. And a late timeout by Bradley. That was a great double team by Breckville and Quackenbush. And Bradley, I believe, is out of timeouts. Yep, they are. So Bradley has zero timeouts left. Newark, after having to use three in the first half, still has one in their back pocket. So if Bradley cannot get this in, that's going to be very important here at 49-42 with 1:15 remaining in this ballgame. So 7-point game. Bradley leads it. I think this was a full timeout called. Boy, if this isn't March Madness, I don't know what is. All right, we're set. It'll be a side inbound for Bradley in the front court. Both teams come back out. And again, I love the respect that both these programs have. This has been so physical, but not once in this one has it been close to chippy. Credit to both coaching staffs and the players for that. Norris way in the backcourt gets the ball. Breckville will guard him. Here comes a double team. Now it goes to Mergon across in the front court. Mojica. Cats running all over the place. Foul on Peterson. That'll be Colton's fourth. And we'll do the two substitutions once again with Gilbert and Brooks coming in, and probably Peterson and Breckville will go to the bench. So here's Mojica at the line. Let's see what he's got. 49-42, 106 to go. First one, got it. That's his first point of the contest, and that's a big one. Back up to an 8-point lead at 50-42. Mojica now ready for the second one. Got them both. Hasn't done much all day, but he hits two big foul shots right there. And it's 51-42. Under a minute. Gilbert shot short. Rebound inside. Out of bounds. That should stay with Newark, and it does at 55 seconds. Cats will inbound it along the baseline. Brooks will do it. Almost got to have a three here. Lobs it into Quackenbush. Jake, a fadeaway. Got it! And one! He's inside the three, but he got the basket to go and a chance for a three-point play. Right on cue, my man. Thank you. Clock stops at 54 and a half. Oh, he's played his heart out today. Absolutely played his heart out today. As he has all season. The Thomas Moore signee, District Player of the Year, ton of pressure on this kid, and he has answered the bell every time. Foul shot won't go, rebound Mojica. 51-44, 45 seconds, and we'll have a foul in the backcourt on Breckville. Back to Jake. We saw him mature so much his sophomore season, especially in the tournament when he took on New Albany, much bigger players, and he battled them inside. Got better last year. In this senior season, he's just been outstanding. Not just what he does scoring and rebounding the basketball, but his leadership, his absolute leadership, and his teammates love him. And it's been a treat to call him, along with the rest of these seniors, over this year and the previous seasons. Really have enjoyed it. Mergon hits the first foul shot and gets the second. They have been just automatic at the line. I want to say three misses for the entire contest. 53-44, Newark down by nine. Got to go. Brooks calls out a play, but he's got to move quickly. Takes it into the paint. Kicks it in the corners. Three on the way. Smith, no good. Battle inside. Norris gets the rebound and a foul. And they can sense it now at 30 seconds to go. And the Jaguars, they're top seed for a reason. 23-2. Their only losses to Olentangy Orange by 19, which still baffles me of how that happened. And the opening game of the season when they lost to Cincinnati LaSalle by only 4 points, 46-42. Other than that, they have just been a very solid basketball team. Foul shot by Norris is good. He has not had a field goal in this fourth quarter, but that has not stopped him from getting 7 points. And make it 8. 55-44. 25 seconds remain in this fourth quarter. Quackenbush has it. Jake battled by Norris. Over goes to Brooks. Ty Braun at the top of the key. Good head fade. Puts it off the glass and in for two. Timeout Newark. That'll be their final one with 15 seconds. Brooks now finishes with 7. Fifty-five-46. Newark trails by 9. Well, not to be a meteorologist, but I want to play one anyways. Just a heads up for everybody. All the wonderful wind we had on Friday. Wind advisory as well tomorrow. So Mother Nature decides she's not done moving our lawn furniture around before we get ready for spring. So just be aware of that tomorrow. For those listening out there, don't think it will be as bad as it was on Friday, but still picking up potential gusts 30 to 40 miles per hour tomorrow. Quick timeout, 55-46. Cats back on the floor, trailing by 9. So unless something crazy here happens, Newark will conclude the season with a record of 23-3, and Hilliard Bradley will improve to 24-2 and move on to the state tournament for the first time in program history. Murgon will inbound the basketball. Looks to get it in. Still looking, and we'll have a hold on Peterson, on Norris, and that'll be Colton's fifth. So his day will come to an end. And Norris back at the line where he has lived in this second half. And he's just a sophomore. Well, we'll see how they do against either Pick Central or Lakota West. First foul shot, good. Can't believe he missed one in the first half, the way he's lighting him up in the second half, especially in this fourth quarter. He gets both in. Jake Quackenbush will head to the bench for the final time as Branson DeWalt comes in and gets a hug from his dad. And if that doesn't pull at your heartstrings, I don't know what will. Sure pulled at mine. Both great men. Brooks 3 is no good. Down to 5 seconds. And that will do it. Hilliard Bradley, congratulations to the Jaguars. They are off to the state Final Four as they defeat the Newark Wildcats by a final of 57-46 in this regional final at the Taft Coliseum.
Now, let's get back to the hardwood. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Well, the great season for the Newark Wildcats comes to an end, a game short of making it to the state tournament in a hard-fought defeat to Hilliard Bradley by a final of 57-46. It really couldn't start any worse for the Cats as they trailed 10-0 in the first quarter. Then they got a couple of foul shots, but still it was 15-7 after one, and no field goals for Newark in that first quarter. Zach Meister got the first two field goals of the game for Newark and was able to get it down to 15-13 in the second quarter, but then Hilliard Bradley hitting three straight three-pointers got it to 11-24-13. Cats made a 5-0 run to get it to 24-18 at halftime. Newark started off with a couple foul shots from Quackenbush in the third quarter, and again, they got it to within two, but Bradley was able to expand it to 37-30 at the end of three, and they were just able to keep Newark at arm's length in the fourth quarter and finish with the 11-point victory, 57-46. Kipton Norris, he had 23 against us in the first game during the regular season. He was 2 points better tonight, and he was just lights out at the foul line. He finishes with 25 points, and I have him for, I believe, 13 of 14 from the foul line. He only missed foul shot, and he just was money in that fourth quarter. 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 10 of 10 in the fourth quarter, and 13 of 13 in the second half. So I think I was right at 13 of 14 from the charity stripe. 18 points for Ben Mergon. He had a couple big shots in the second half after having 5 points in the regular season game. He now upped that by 13 to 18. 6 points for Jaden Reed Davis, three each for Jordan Reed Davis and Anderson Felix. 2 points for Will Mojica. Final game for Jake Quackenbush. It'll be a double-double. He had 19 points unofficially. I had him with 12 rebounds. 11 points for Ty Gilbert, but unfortunately, 8 of those from the foul line. He only had one field goal, that being a three-pointer in the fourth quarter. 9 points for sophomore Zach Meister. Played a tremendous, tremendous basketball game. Even though he fouled out, I really am excited to see what Zach will bring to the table next year, along with Tybron Brooks. Tybron finishes with 7 points. So to the 6 seniors, we say thank you. Thank you for what you've continued to do to have the legacy of Newark basketball continue the success with another league championship, the 27th district title in the illustrious career of Newark basketball, and getting this team to the regional finals. So Jake, Ty, Alex, Bodie, Sean, and Braden, we say thank you, and we wish you all the best in your future endeavors after you graduate from Newark High School. Well, I thanked her once, but I can thank her a second time since she helped out today. Alyssa, great job womaning this game back at the station. It has been a treat and a fun ride for me. And again, thank you to all the listeners for tuning in, and we'll look forward to bringing you Newark basketball once again next season. Again, your final score from the Taft Coliseum in this regional final, Hilliard-Bradley 57, Newark 46. This is Brian Mays. Have a great rest of your Saturday and weekend, everybody. This is the home of Newark Wildcat basketball, Kate 98.7.
This has been Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Lays it up and in.
Tonight's game was brought to you by Wright Brothers Power, Widener's Corner, the Midland Theater, Dutch's Convenience Stores, Bummies on Main, Platinum Motors, Duncan's Diamonds, and the Toy Store.
Bullseye!
Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.